Hi everyone, my name is Natalie and I am the host of the Gatekeeper Conversations. Welcome. This is actually the second time that I'm launching this podcast. Beginning of 2017, well, let's say end of 2016, I experienced a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. And at the time, I had absolutely no idea what was going on with me. Certainly, there were not so many resources online that could guide me through my journey, that could even tell me what the hell was going on. And this is at a time I didn't have many friends who were on the spiritual path. I had a few, but interestingly, no one could explain to me what was going on. I'll do a talk about the spontaneous Kundalini experience later down the line, but it is a very intense spiritual awakening process whereby your Kundalini energy is raised, and essentially we hold a lot of trauma and generational and also this life along our spine. And as this energy travels up, a lot of this, of the energetics of this, are disrupted and released, and the body essentially has to recalibrate. It purges and it recalibrates as your physical and energetic body raise their vibration. I hope that makes sense. I will dig into this later on. But I was living in Shanghai, working as a fashion stylist, you know, living in the middle of this, the center of this big metropolis, just absolutely no idea what was going on. So I started the podcast then, kind of delving into, or perhaps a year after that, after the initial awakening, delving into a lot of spiritual topics, realizing also that, you know, there's this common thread between mind, body, heart, and soul. But often we investigate these topics in separation. And actually it's extremely important to delve into all of them. And what's come to me recently is really, what is the common thread that pulls all these things together? And for me, it's a measure of aliveness. How alive do I feel in my life right now? And kind of delving into these separate things, mind, body, heart, and soul. And it's interesting because we go about our lives and I would say generally we are more aware of one aspect of our life than we are aware of another aspect of our life. So we kind of focus our energies there, or we focus our energy outwards, looking for validation, looking at other people's lives for inspiration, or delving into a modality and following that for a while, hoping it will bring us something without starting with the initial question of, why am I doing this? And what's come to me is, actually, there is a structure, or there can be kind of a loose structure. Particularly in the West, we do not have a really good roadmap in place. Of course, there's organized religion, but to me, that is not complete enough. And it doesn't allow for enough freedom of soul expression and exploration. So it kind of took me back to my corporate days when I had a mentor. So before I worked as a fashion stylist, I was actually a chartered accountant for a big oil company. Miserable, extremely unhappy, knowing that I needed to make a shift because I woke up just feeling like my soul was withering away. I had a mentorship meeting. Typically, you would go into these meetings and ask your mentor for advice as to how you would climb the ladder. And I just was straightforward with him, and I said, honestly, I just want to work for myself. And he was brilliant. I'll never forget him. He didn't try to convince me or persuade me otherwise. He said, do you know what it is that you want to do? And I said, I'm not quite sure. Something to do with fashion, perhaps, something in the creative industry. And he said, well, look, you have to look at where you are now, and then you have to look at where you want to go. And in between, there's a gap. And there are steps that you will need to take to reach your goal, to reach your destination. And that's exactly what I did. Once I figured out what it was that I wanted to do, I could look at myself, and I did a SWOT analysis on myself, actually, looking at my strengths and weaknesses, and then looking at opportunities and threats in terms of where I could transition, where I could take this next step to make the shift into working as a fashion stylist. And so I think this kind of framework can exist in a slightly more complex form, let's say, for the spiritual journey. And we can look at ourselves from a mind, body, heart, and soul perspective. And we can say, how am I feeling right now, looking at these elements? And then we can look ahead and say, how do I want to feel? And in between that, there is a gap. So now I've worked on the structure. It's a little bit of a work in progress, but I think it's going to be very useful for people to help navigate. This podcast is going to be a support to the structure, the Flow Projects approach that I've put together. And I think there's one other thing I just want to mention is the importance of foundations as well. How often do we rush into a modality? Oh, we're going to do breath work. We're going to study shamanic practices. We're going to do Reiki without asking ourselves the question why. And having a good foundation in place, knowing what our values are, knowing what we are aligned with. When we know what our values are and what we are aligned with, then we will make better choices in terms of the teachers that we choose and the containers that we put our energy and our time into. And this can save us so much. This can save us so much time, disappointment, perhaps even unpleasant and unnecessary experiences in life. So, thank you for listening. I will be sharing more episodes as we come. I'm going to try structure it so that it is supportive of, this framework that I've put together. And I wish you all a very good day or a very good morning or a very good evening, wherever you are currently. Thank you very much.